Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 1st of December, 2010. So we're in December already. I can't believe it's come to this. It feels like only 5 minutes ago that we were in January, and here we are, almost at the point where we start to celebrate the end of the year. However, at least we have permission now to put up the twinkly lights and go shopping and buy presents and start looking forward to getting into the festive swing of things. So our topic for today is all about IBS, and we're covering this because a lovely lady called Lorna got in touch and asked if this was a topic we could cover in the podcast. I don't think we've covered this before. I really don't, and perhaps it's just getting a bit tricky for me to remember because I must have been doing the show for about 3 years now. I know it's definitely coming up to that amount of time if it isn't that amount of time already. I don't ever remember talking about this before, and it's such a common problem. So if we haven't spoken about it before, I'm almost apologetic about the fact, because I can't believe that that I haven't talked about it previously when it's such a big issue for so many people, literally, especially for women. I think there's an awful lot of probably more women than men suffering with this problem. Don't quote me on that. I haven't got statistics, but certainly from a therapeutic point of view, the ones that are coming to get it treated seem to be more female than male. And such a massively common thing. I don't think you could probably, you know, if you went to an office with 10 people in there, probably some of them at least have had the symptoms at some stage in their life related to IBS, and even if they self-diagnosed, would say that they've had or are experiencing IBS at that particular time. So it stands for irritable bowel syndrome. And there's a varying range of symptoms that go with this, but basically it's problems with the tummy. So we're looking at stomach aches, potentially some sickness involved in there, certainly nausea, if not actual vomiting, sometimes bloating of the stomach, sometimes constipation, sometimes diarrhea, like a whole host of different stomach related issues, cramps, you know, discomfort, wind, you know, and I know none of these are very nice things to talk about, but, you know, the fact is it's a real issue. There's a lot of people experiencing this. So I'm not going to go too much into the ins and outs of the signs and symptoms, because it's so vast. It really is, you know, it shows up differently for different people. So I'd suggest, you know, if you think you've got it, maybe speaking to your doctor is probably the best thing for you to do. Because if you go Googling it, it's going to say one extreme to the other. You know, literally there are polar opposites in terms of the variation of different symptoms you can get with IBS. And some people experience all of them, which is a real inconvenience. So what I want to really focus on right now is the various different things that we can do as therapists using hypnosis, using NLP, and some just general other stuff to try and start alleviating these symptoms, to help people to start getting a bit more control back. Because the main issue with IBS is it's incredibly inconvenient. It really does mess around people's lives, because they're constantly worrying about what they're eating, when they're going to go to the loo, if their clothes are too tight, and all these other things. It has a very big impact on various different areas of their life. So in terms of hypnosis, this is probably well recorded in terms of the effectiveness that it has with IBS. So quite often these days, when doctors are working with bowel issues and stomach problems, they will recommend some form of cognitive therapy as well as medication. So that's fairly common. If people have had to have a very large bowel operation, quite often they will also get psychotherapy as well as having the operation. So simply because of the degree of stress and strain that's related to having those issues. So we know that hypnosis is very effective for IBS, very effective. Part of that reason is because hypnosis is so good at relieving stress, and there's a big link between the symptoms, experiencing the symptoms of IBS, and being stressed out. Hypnosis is great for relieving that stress and inducing a state of calm, so that if life is getting in the way and causing those IBS symptoms to flare up more, then the hypnosis is basically counteracting that. And if you can get good at hypnosis, use self-hypnosis, even if you're just using CDs to induce that state of self-hypnosis, then you're going to start getting a lot more in control of your emotional state. And you'll be in a position whereby you can bring yourself down from a stressful situation. And the more you practice it, the better the long-term effects of that hypnosis will be. And of course, there's, suggestions that we can include in that hypnosis that are going to be really useful for settling those nasty symptoms that IBS comes with. So we can give suggestions for having a nice, settled tummy. We can give suggestions for just knowing that everything is functioning normally, that you're unconscious mind is working to run your body in the most effective way, and that when you stop worrying about what your body is doing on a conscious level and just let your unconscious get on with it, then you stand a much better chance of starting to let go of some of those symptoms. With something like this, part of the challenge that that people experience is that they have an expectancy for those symptoms, and knowing and expecting them to show up really does impact the possibility of them actually showing up. Whereas in hypnosis, we can give people suggestions to have more trust and faith in the way that their body is working, that they don't have to worry about it. They can let go of those worries and trust that their unconscious is going to run their body perfectly well for them. And it is true, your unconscious mind has a blueprint of how your body is now and how your body is when it's in perfect health. And it's constantly comparing the two, so it knows where the shortfalls are. It knows when you need to heal up and you need to repair. So that's why, when you have a cut, it heals. You get a scab and the scab falls off and you get new skin, and all that kind of stuff happens because your body's always comparing the state that you're in now compared to the state you are when you're perfect. So your body is always looking to rejuvenate you. Now, we're going to take a quick break in just a few seconds. When we come back, we're going to look at some of the other ways in which we can help overcome these issues with IBS. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included, a monthly video podcast and an audio podcast full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Something I've literally just thought of in the context of IBS is that, and I'm making a judgment call here, I'm guessing, but I think I'm probably right. Most people with IBS have developed it in adulthood. I don't know about any children suffering with this issue. I've never heard of kids having IBS. I'm guessing that there are exceptions to the rule and that it does happen. But for those of you who are listening now who have been suffering with the symptoms of IBS, I bet you didn't have it as kids. Absolutely bet you didn't. And what's interesting about that is it means you have a huge proportion of your life where you did not have this problem. And in some cases, it could be that you have a greater reference, a longer period of time where you haven't had IBS compared to when you have. Now, this is a useful thing to know about because it means that your brain has a greater memory, a stronger, clearer, cleaner memory of you not doing IBS. And that therefore the memory of you having IBS is less timely, less, it has less longevity. So we could therefore imply that it's less powerful. It means that you know how not to do it, and that's a really useful thing for you to know. Perhaps it's worth taking a look at how you not did it in the past, what you did differently in your life then compared to what you are doing now. Or, you know, perhaps there's stuff that you didn't do then that you do now. It's worth looking for those differences, and I'm sure it's probably got something to do with the pressure and lifestyle that you have now. There's probably a big difference between how your life was working then compared to how your life is working now. And you don't have to go right back to when you were kind of 5 years old. You were probably fine when you were 14. You may even have been fine when you were 17 or 18. So look back at what you were doing in your life then that's different to how you're doing your life now. In NLP, we focus a lot on language, so that's where the linguistic part comes from. And you can use this when thinking about the discomfort that's experienced from IBS. Basically, what we want to start doing is using lower level words of discomfort. So, for example, instead of talking about pain, we might talk about achiness. You know, perhaps achiness feels a little bit better than pain. Perhaps instead of achiness, we might talk about just having a kind of niggly feeling or an aggravation. So what you need to do is to think about how you've labelled the feelings that you have. And they might be, you know, the physical feelings like the achiness, or it might just be the emotional feelings that this illness has caused you to feel. It could be that you think about the labels you have for how your body's actually working. And if you start to just adjust those words slightly so that they imply less discomfort and less pain, then you might start to get a different experience just because of that relabeling. You know the phrase that people have when they talk about their gut feeling, you know, when they've got some kind of intuition. Well, the reason why we have that phrase is your gut feeling is telling us that your emotions are related to your stomach. So this definitely implies that if you're having problems with your stomach, that there's some kind of issue going on with your emotions, that your emotions are not settled in some way. And quite often it's said that your stomach is your second brain. So if you are thinking poor thoughts, then you will start to get bad symptoms in your body, in your stomach. So it's really worth monitoring, observing your own thinking. And it might not be that you're a particularly negative person, but if you've got into a pattern of thinking negatively about the illness, then you're just going to be maintaining it for longer, when actually you could have let it go a long time ago. We also, of course, need to think about the quality of the chemistry you are putting into your laboratory. Think about the chemicals you are feeding your lab. What do I mean? Basically, I'm talking about food. Talking about food and drink. Because if you think about your body as being a laboratory, then the food and drink you take are literally the chemicals you are putting into that lab. And if you want to cause an explosion in your laboratory, then there are certain chemicals that you would put into that mixture. There are certain chemicals that you would mix together that would cause an explosion because some chemicals don't mix too well. Some chemicals just don't mix too well with you, let alone with each other. So you need to be avoiding all the regular bad stuff: caffeine, alcohol, stuff that's too fatty, stuff that's too sugary, all of these things that are going to change the chemistry of your body and potentially cause it to react quite badly. Ultimately, you have to start considering if your body is perhaps getting rid of food too quickly. Maybe it's because it doesn't like that food. Maybe you're intolerant to that stuff. You can so easily take an intolerance test these days. It's amazingly easy to do. I did one, was it this year? Yeah, this year. And if you want to look up the company, I'm not on commission. And if you're in the UK, obviously, it was called York Test. And they send you out almost like a little first aid kit, and you prick your own finger, and you pop your own drops of blood on a swab, and then you plaster up your own finger, and then you send the swab back to them in the post, and they test your blood, and they tell you what foods you need to avoid. And if you're intolerant to stuff, the great news is you don't need to avoid it forever. You just need to wait until your tolerance levels have increased again. And what I found was that I was intolerant to stuff that I ate really, really regularly. So stuff I had on a kind of daily or weekly basis was the stuff that my body had almost said to me, "I've had enough of this. You need to vary your diet." And so that's why I was having these symptoms with my stomach, which interestingly, I had not labelled as IBS. I did not go to the doctors and get treatment for. I didn't get medication. And looking at all the symptoms, I'd say I probably had most of the symptoms of IBS. Interesting. I'm also much more aware now, having done 3 months avoiding food that I'm intolerant to, that there's some stuff that I still like to avoid because I've noticed that there's a change in my energy levels and my complexion if I start to have these foods again. And that also, if my stress levels are too high, that I notice a change in how my stomach is digesting food then and the levels of discomfort that I might feel. But for me, I've just called that not looking after myself properly and need to pay more attention. Other people call that IBS. Interesting. So you're going to avoid all the regular bad stuff and any stuff that you know that might be upsetting you. And if you don't know what's upsetting you really should go find out. Now, in addition, this is something that people always forget to consider. People always forget to think about this. You can ask people about their diet till they're blue in the face. What are you putting into your body? What's affecting your body chemistry? People forget about their medications. There are some of you out there who are taking medication for whatever, high blood pressure, diabetes, a whole host of different things, where you're taking a certain tablet every single day. It might even be something like a contraceptive pill that you totally forget when the people say to you, "Are you taking any medication?" You say no. You forget the fact that you take that little tablet every day. This is stuff that's going into your body and it's got chemicals in it. So it could be having an impact. It's worth looking at the side effects of these various different pills that you pop throughout the day, to see what those side effects are. Maybe they're aggravating your stomach. And so again, it might be worth looking at if there's alternatives that are available. I'm not saying stop taking your prescribed drugs because that's a bad idea. But it would be worth you knowing what you're putting into your system, what the effects of it are, and finding out if there are some more suitable alternatives for you. So you need to know what you're doing to yourself, basically. And then lastly, I guess the last thing I would say, and this is maybe going a little bit more down the metaphorical routes, shall we say. This is perhaps taking things to a higher level. And you know from when I've talked about chunking in the past that we can get more specific, we can look more at the details of a problem, or we can chunk up and we can get more global and think about the kind of higher implication. Perhaps we're thinking more about the overall concept of this thing as opposed to what it is or what the details of it are. And I was thinking about kind of chunking up on IBS, you know, perhaps some of the symptoms, what do the symptoms imply, and how that might tie in at an emotional level, which I'm fairly certain that they do. You know, I'm fairly certain that there is that link there somewhere. So, the thing that I got to when I chunked up was, or the question that I asked myself is, when you think about these inconsistent bowel movements, so stuff that's being hung on to for too long, which is your constipation side of it, and stuff that's being let go of far too quickly, you know, stuff that's being gotten rid of, gotten out of the system because it's, you know, it's moving through the system too fast. I thought, what kind of maybe metaphor or higher purpose could there be to all of this? What does all of this really mean? And I was thinking about the sort of inconsistency of the bowel movements, and I thought, you know what? Perhaps this is really about the emotional stuff that you need to let go of. Perhaps this is about not hanging on to old crap any longer. And maybe, just maybe, by addressing some of those kind of more deep emotional level issues, that IBS may just maybe no longer be a problem.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, e-books, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Okay, so we've now reached that point in the show where it is time for you to stop listening if you are currently driving or operating machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to comfortably relax. And you can begin just by closing your eyes. And with those eyes comfortably closed, I'd like you to imagine now that you are in a peaceful, restful, healing place that is comfortable and calm and relaxing. And as you experience that wonderfully peaceful, Relaxing, calm. I want you to relax even more deeply now. With each number that I count, from 8 down to 0, and when I reach 0, you will be totally and completely, comfortably calm. Comfortably calm and relaxed, and ready to let your unconscious perform its best healing work for your mind and your body. So, starting now at 8, moving down to 7, 6, 5, more and more relaxed. More peaceful, more calm. Four, that wonderfully comfortable feeling. Allowing your body to feel free and relaxed as 3, 2, 1, and 0. And as you rest there, very, very relaxed now, just listening to the sound of my voice, you can begin to become aware of just how easily you can let go of those things that stressed and worried you in the past. You can let go of those things. And as you're relaxing now, you're letting go and you're building your resilience, your ability to cope even better in the future with the challenges that life will continue to offer you, but thinking of those challenges now in a more relaxed frame of mind with a calmer spirit, with a sense of ease and grace. Just knowing Everything is taken care of. You are improving, repairing, letting go of the negative thoughts and emotions that no longer serve you, and every day, in every way, you're getting better. You really are getting better and better every day, in every way. Now I'm going to count back up from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open now and wide awake and bright and breezy. Thank you very much for tuning in to the People Building Podcast once again. Our next show will be on Wednesday the 15th of December. And that will be our Christmas show, because the one after that is the 29th, which is after Christmas. So be prepared. Next show will be a very festive show. I very much look forward to speaking to you then. Have a great couple of weeks. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.